Good morning, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the second quarter results of 2021 conference call of Blau Farmacêutica. Today we have with us Marcelo Hahn, CEO, Douglas Rodrigues, CFO, and Melissa Angelini, Investor Relations. I would like to remind you that we will have a Q&A session at the end of the call, and everyone is welcome to ask their questions through the chat at the webcast. Also, the webcast is being recorded, and it will be available in our IR website. Now, I'd like to turn the floor to Marcelo Hahn, CEO, to begin his presentation. Marcelo, please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for listening. It is a pleasure to be with you in our call for the second quarter results. As you already know, this second quarter was very special. It marked our IPO and Novo Mercado entrance, with a market cap of approximately 9 billion reais. Going to slide two, we had a 15% growth of net revenues quarter-over-quarter. When looking at the last 12 months, which makes more sense, we had a 30% growth, which is consistent with our historical growth of the last years. It is important to highlight that we almost didn't have sales to the government. If we had it, our results could have been even better. As we always say, it is also important to highlight that we have a very robust portfolio, and it gives us the flexibility to offer products according to the market needs. Portfolio mix is relevant to increase market share in certain markets, and that way, keep with the margin expansion whenever possible. During this quarter, our market share was 30%. When we look at the top 10 products, there was a market share increase, which shows us the potential of our products. In the IQVIA Hospital segment ranking, we are in the top 10 of the entire market, and we are the second largest national pharmaceutical industry in the ranking. As some of you may have seen, Anvisa published a resolution that approved, as an emergency matter, the import and commercialization of some products of COVID kit. But even adding the sale of these products with the anesthetics that we observed a higher demand, the consolidated margin impact was less than 1 percentage point. When we look at the growth in terms of volume and price in this quarter, excluding Immuno and Alpha, that had volume decrease, around 67% of the growth came from volume. This is in line with the production capacity increase of 19% in units versus the first quarters of this year and the portfolio mix. We continue to strive to address the short-term production capacity bottleneck. We also continue to invest in innovation and development of new products, equivalent to 4% of our total revenue. We had five new projects submitted with Anvisa in the quarter and four registrations approved in Latin America. We have about 30 registration requests submitted at Anvisa, including new products and renewals in different stages. Moving to slide three, in the operational highlights, it is important to highlight some initiatives. We have already started the export of finished products with the Alpha Epoetin API produced in the Building 400, P400. We continue advancing with the construction of the Building P210, which will have two new production lines for some products in the specialty line. It is expected to be ready for the end of the year and operational during the second half of next year, 2022. On the Building P1000, we are moving forward with the execution. We had hired a consultancy to help us to discuss the benefits with the local authorities in Pernambuco and have already signed a contract with the company for basic services up to the earth moving project and for all necessary licensing. We have created a new board that will be responsible for the execution and leadership of the work of this new project. In fact, the director started just today at the company and will run the entire project. We are also making some specific improvements to expand production capacity in the site of Cotia and São Paulo, in addition to adapting the site of Anápolis to the Blau standards. Going to slide four, you can see some advances in partnership and the GV that I wanted to share with you. We also advanced with the plasma collection project in the United States. The first collection set is already operational, and we have already started to collect plasma. We are also already developing the project for the second center, which will be in the North Miami. We are in the bidding process to start the works. In addition, we closed the sale of plasma in American market. We still sell around 70% of the production from the first and second centers over the next 3 years. This contract is very positive for Blau, as we are anticipating revenue even before having the FDA's green light for the fractionation of collected plasma. We closed the partnership with Sinopharm, a Chinese pharmaceutical company, as we announced it a short time ago. Our commitment to creating more products availability and being another option for the ministry. We submitted the emergency registration request to Anvisa, which has already made several demands, and we have already fulfilled several of them. Now, regarding the price and quantity of the COVID vaccine, it is still too premature to say anything. As previously announced, only after the registration approval will we start the negotiation process for supply. But we know that our partner in China has the capacity to supply the market if necessary. Now going to slide 5, we also invested a lot in human capital, strengthening our team in several key areas of the company and aligning important corporate governance issues that are constantly evolving. As you have seen, we also increased our board of directors, including two new independent members, one for focusing in ESG, and now we have a board made up of 7 members. As we said in the last call, all the initiatives and results presented here demonstrate the commitment and focusing of the entire team, which is to ensure our sustainable growth, with the objective to becoming the benchmark company in the health sector and continue to generate value for the shareholders. Now I would like to hand the floor over to Melissa Angelini, head of IR, to comment on our operational performance. Please, Melissa.
Thank you, Marcelo. So moving on to slide 6, you can see our revenues breakdown into all our 4 business units. So as Marcelo mentioned, we had a top-line growth of 15% with a 17% CAGR from 2019 to the second quarter 21, last 12 months, as you can see there. We continue to focus on increasing production and to supply the market. We also had higher volume from Blau Goiás. Remember, that was the acquisition that we made last year, Farmalimidio. And with the mix we delivered in this quarter, we managed to grow 19% in units versus the first quarter of this year. So this has also helped with the increase of our top line. The revenues increased in almost all the business units, so specialties, oncologies, and others, with the exception of biologicals. So specialty lines, when we look only specialties, was the unit that brought more top line this quarter, adding almost 60 million reais quarter over quarter. Also, when we look at the one-off demand of COVID products, the ones that Marcelo mentioned, like the RDC and some others, you saw that the impact on revenues was only 5%, and the margin impact was only 40 basis points. The oncology line also had expressive growth, and it already represents 7% of the total revenues. So this strong performance is more than offset the biological line performance that, as expected, it was impacted by the lower volume of immuno and also the alpha epoetin. IG for the market is IG. The lower volume in IG was basically for the market contest that you all know about it. And when we talk about the alpha epoetin, it's a matter of phasing, actually. So the bids that usually we saw alpha epoetin through a bid, they can slide a month or so. And this can impact specific quarters. And this is exactly why we like to look at the last 12 months revenues. But the bid is about to be published this semester, and we will keep you all informed. So moving to the next slide, on slide 7, we have our gross profit and gross margin. So it's very important to highlight also before going into the gross profit about our capillarity that Marcelo also mentioned. So we have a high capillarity in our segment with a market share of 30%. And of course, that helps also with the dilution of the COGS that we're also going to talk about in a second. So as Marcelo mentioned, us having a robust portfolio is something very important because we can work with our portfolio in the best way for the company and the market and deliver a better sales mix. And this is what we saw in this quarter. So this quarter, we had even more exposure to the private channel with over 90% of our sales through the private channel. And we also had higher sales of domestically manufactured products and also the dilution of COGS, as I mentioned, which brings us to the margin expansion we had. But it's important to highlight that this margin expansion is not necessarily recurring. This is aligned with our sales mix and the sales channel, but they could change according to the demand. So this is why we prefer, as I told you, to look at the last 12 months. And when we look at the last 12 months in terms of margin, we have a margin of around 51%. So now I will turn the floor to Douglas, who will comment on our financial performance.
Thank you, Melissa. Good morning, everyone. So moving to the slide 8, the OPEX evolution. So in the quarter, you can see a growth of 30%. But this is driven by the increase of R&D expense and the non-recurring IPO expenses impacting this quarter. If you consider only SG&A, the growth is 11%, lower than the sales growth, with the same trend for the year-to-date figures. It means that company continues to improve your operational leverage according to our business model and keep the pace of the investments in R&D to increase our addressable market. Moving to the next slide, slide 9, EBITDA. The growth in the current quarter is 32% and 51% in the year to date. In the last 12 months, company reached 0.5 billion reais. This is a result of the gross margin performance and all the points that was mentioned by Marcelo and Melissa. Our operational excellence to increase our availability of products, the productivity in our factories, and of course, the portfolio mix. Next slide. The slide for the net financial expense. The positive impact in the second quarter and also in the year-to-date figures. This is a result of FX and also the interest. Finally, net profit. The growth of 35% in the current quarter and 76% in the year to date. Again, gross margin is the main contribution. Moving to the next slide and the final part of the presentation, let's cover CapEx, working capital, and debt. CapEx, investments to increase our production capacity in our plants here in São Paulo and also the plant of Goiás that is very important to increase our production. And also investments in our plasma collection in the U.S. As Marcelo mentioned, we opened the first collection center and start to do the arrangements for the next one. In terms of working capital, you can see in this quarter in a higher level. This is mainly related for the growth of the sales in the private channel. And also in terms of the inventories, they increase the level just to support the sales demands for the next quarter for the both channels, public and private. In terms of the debt, after the IPO, with the amortization of the private debenture, we have the public debenture in our debt and short-term bank loans. Well, in general, company has a strong position, continue to generate cash to deliver results according to our business plan, and of course, the use of the IPO procedures, as we mentioned during our the IPO process. So now let's open the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Just to remind you, for you to ask a question, please go through the chat on the webcast, and then we will read your questions. So please wait while we pull for questions. There seems to be no questions, so I will turn the floor to Marcelo so we can finish the call.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Douglas. Guys, thank you so much for everyone's time. As we said, we are working on all Blau's growth fronts, and we continue to be very active in prospecting for possible M&As and very focused on the execution of all our initiatives. Thank you for the time and have a nice day.